you guys have a, maybe this is weird, an abstract concept of space, maybe not as far as like dimensions, I don't even know what I'm trying to ask.
Are you asking for like how they would define space? Like what do they
Well,
think
in
space is?
the department, there's some teachers that they say that you're always dancing with a partner, and that is space around you. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that personally. Just because I agree and I disagree, but because you're all it, you, it's, you're never dancing a solo essentially, because you're always with the space, which makes sense. You're always dancing in the space, but beyond space being, I mean,
I think
space is a concrete thing for me. Go ahead.
Well, I think there for me, there's a concept of like positive space and negative space, right? And the negative space is the space that I'm not in yet, and the positive space would be the space that is directly related to my kinesphere, so my circular, you know, movement of where I can be right now.
Your bubble.
My bubble, right? So this is the space that I can work in, and I can't work in the space outside of that. I can only work in the space that I'm in, and so I think of that as being like my positive space, and the space outside of that being my negative space. And I'm really using my hands right now, but that's the negative space, and this would be like my positive space. And so I guess like like if I were standing in this close of proximity to somebody, I wouldn't have like my negative space would be only, well, my positive space would only be here, and my negative space would be closer to me than it would be if I were standing in a vast area. That makes sense.
Yeah. Like, that's so weird, because I was raising my hand to say that, but it's more of like, yeah, like a shield, and you can't, like, I don't know, like, there's stuff going on out there, but you don't really understand what's going on, you're just, like, focused in. So I guess that's positive.
And, like, whenever you, like, in, like, contact improv with another person, then it's like you let them inside your bubble. And then all of a sudden, you're aware of what they're doing. Exactly. And it's like you guys, like, combine bubbles. Whereas when they're outside of, it's like you don't care what they're doing. You're just yourself. And then as soon as you let them in, then you have to be fully aware of where they are, how they're moving, what they're doing.
That's, there's a divide, well, a difference between what I learn as an actor and what I learn as a dancer. Because as an actor, see, as my kinesthesia is, like, right here, as Kelly's saying, I would have to be able to move in an abstract way to her if I wanted longing. That there's some space that I would have to go through that would not be negative space. Not, like, yeah, it would be not negative. And that's how I just don't see. I feel like you can be in a lot more space in your kinesthesia.
Do you mean, do you mean like that your energy can dwell in the space over there,
yeah,
even though you're physically here?
Yeah, exactly.
So like you can move maybe through space, you can send energy through space. Like if I want to stare at that tree, I'm going to send energy to that
right,
tree.
Exactly.
But I'm going to physically be here.
Right.